Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, the current remit of the sea containers, of the IPPC focus group, is restricted to sea containers because that is felt where the most urgent problem lies, and that is where the most urgent action is required in order to address. So the limitation to sea containers is simply a function of the terms of reference of the group. And I know that the IPPC focus group did not wish to step out beyond its terms of reference at this time, being fully aware of the broader scope of the CTU code. But to answer the question, there is no immediate plans to develop specific guidance for the other modes of transport beyond sea containers. That is not to say that that could not happen at the end of this current work programme on sea containers. But the other point I would wish to stress is that when we talk about the movement of sea containers, we do talk about those movements through all modes of transport, from the origins of the journey to the end of the journey. It is not just the ocean transport aspects. It will include the collection and the delivery of the container to the port of loading, and it will also include the collection of the container from the port of discharge to the consignee and the final point of destination. So insofar as those inland transport movements of the containers are concerned, the current provisions will apply to those modes of transport that are used for that purpose. I hope that is clear, Madam Chair. Thank you.